This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. This week, most students in the Boston area are on vacation, but at 28 schools playing host to what are known as Acceleration Academies, teachers and struggling students are at work, working hard to get ahead. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports, the approach is a collision between two different ideas of education reform.
Chanel Andrews is pretty new to teaching.
I came in 2014? This is my fourth year.
If summoning her exact start date takes a second, it may be because those have been four difficult years. Just as Andrews started working at the Henry Grew Elementary School in Hyde Park, Massachusetts Education Commissioner labeled it one of the state's most poorly performing schools. That meant its teachers were laid off and asked to reapply for their jobs. Those who stayed faced hours of extra training, uncertainty, and high turnover, all while officials held the school under the microscope.
They come in, they interview teachers, they take observations on what they see. They try to rate us on like how we're doing in certain categories, like how we're doing with parent-family communication, how we're doing with instructional planning.
Andrews is one of just four teachers to have stayed on throughout the turnaround process. Teachers' unions have long criticized that heavy-handed approach to struggling schools. Boston Teachers Union President Jessica Tang says the district has practiced mass layoffs for years with little evidence that it really does turn around poor performance. And it comes at an enormous cost.
You're tearing apart the relationships between the students and the teachers, the parents and the teachers. You lose institutional knowledge. It is harmful.
Meanwhile, Tang says schools where class sizes are small and teachers are trusted tend to thrive. This winter, Chanel Andrews put in a lot more extra hours trying to build just that kind of educational environment at the Grew. Andrews was coordinating the school's Acceleration Academy, a one-week crash course over February vacation.
All right,
you
ready?
Yes!
At the Grew, that meant the school cafeteria was turned into a combination workshop, classroom, and performance space. On a stage, three third-grade boys launched into a Caribbean dance they had choreographed. Meanwhile, in the back of the cafeteria, other students built instruments out of household objects while teachers looked on. Andrews designed this interdisciplinary curriculum with her fellow teachers. It's got STEM, history, cultural heritage education. Third-grader Joy Robinson sat designing her Cuban guitar out of cardboard.
Does it feel like school?
No. Because you get to do different things like dance, math, reading. And my favorite thing is basically dance and research.
About 1,500 students are taking part in similar academies at 27 other Boston schools over February and April vacations this year. They're designed to pair school's most dedicated teachers with a handful of students who are still finding their footing. Their goal is to turn around academic performance, but not by the drill and kill tactics sometimes employed in the past.
It's not test prep in any way. It's really about quality instruction. You know, kids are excited by it. They want to participate. They want to be in school on vacations because they have these opportunities.
That's Jeff Riley. He first dreamed up the idea 10 years ago when he was principal of a Boston middle school. There's evidence that it works. Education experts at Harvard who studied acceleration academies in Lawrence found that they increased performance by impressive margins. That's the paradox. A reform for schools that have fallen behind on test scores is making progress by focusing, it seems, on everything but. Riley says this kind of educational experience is rare in urban schools.
The reality is we don't often get to have classes with 10 to 12 kids in them, right? And that's not the ideal situation.
He calls this the adrenaline shot version, forming small, close-knit academies over week-long vacations. Last month, Jeff Riley was appointed the state's new commissioner of education. From that post, he'll oversee which schools are judged to be failing and what will happen to them. Riley says he believes test scores are still an important tool. But he does see problems with the way struggling schools have been handled up till now.
There was some blaming of teachers in the past, and I think that's a really wrong way to look at it. We need to celebrate them, and we need to support them and recognize that they are on the front lines and are doing the work with the kids.
That was February vacation at the Grew. This April, another teacher is running another academy. And instead of being in Hyde Park, Chanel Andrews is on a staff trip to Scandinavia, visiting top schools there, and learning how to be a better teacher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.
For more reporting on education in the Boston area, visit the Edify page at our website, wbur.org.